speaking about the volunteer fire department and giving us all a much deeper appreciation of what they do as volunteers. I know that if there were a fire here, you wouldn't go and put it out yourselves, you would call them. In the same way, the Board of Architectural Review is made up of professionals, of architects, historians like myself, contractors, and people that are involved in this on a day-to-day basis. We, for better or for worse, according to some people, monitor every window change. And here we have the most prominent building in Tuxedo Park that has to be reviewed in terms of every bit of material, every bit of construction involvement, as well as landscape, but it's a very, very critical part. These things should not be ignored. I mean, there is the ability of the village to ignore the Board of Architectural Review because there's a sovereignty issue, but it would be a tragedy, I think, if you lost this expertise that's there. We're not looking for more work, just as the fire department is not looking for more fires to put out just for the heck of it. But we contribute our expertise freely and volunteer. I've been doing this for, I don't know, maybe 15 years in total. And here, when we're faced with probably the most important project of this type, it should not be ignored. I mean, I think you, as a board, the village, have to come up with the proper concept, what needs to be done, and then at that point, when this is focused, I think the council of our board, the village's board, that you've and the planning board as well, and not taking it all, should be used.
Thank you so much.
Next, yes. Jamini Nelson, 6 Clubhouse Road. So I think I would just say I'm supportive, and we are supportive of generally putting back the gatehouse in the center. I definitely like and prefer that personal interaction, and I definitely feel like there's just more security that's associated with that as the security, as the police department can look directly into a vehicle, specifically a car vehicle. So I definitely feel there's a lot more safety that's associated with that. I like this top design here because I like the fact that it is also aesthetically pleasing. There's a lot of landscaping that's sort of associated with in front of the structure. I'm also very supportive of putting the parking back behind the gate here. I think that actually adds a lot to the aesthetics of what it looks like going forward. We're very supportive of putting gates on both sides. I definitely feel that is an improved safety procedure and would definitely slow the traffic down. I know in some of the designs they talked about spikes coming up, which I felt was a bit excessive and not an aesthetically pleasing look, and actually is actually sending even the wrong message, I think. And so we would prefer not to have that. But that's just sort of generally our feelings. Is like we definitely, I like the central house. I like the personal interaction with that. And I like sort of some of the landscaping that's associated with it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Next. Yes.
If nobody else
is raising their hand, you're more than welcome to speak.
I'll wait.
No, I don't. Anyone else?
I'll go.
I'm Meg Vaught. Am I over? Are you going? I did not mean it. Okay. I'm Meg Vaught. I live at 17 Ridge Road. I want to echo a lot of the people who have spoken before me. I favor putting the booth back in the middle, particularly what this gentleman said. I think that with design components, the booth can be enhanced to include a lot of the security things that Denise was talking about. Bulletproof glass, the steel door in the back. I wonder if they can be raised up within there so that they might have a better view. I don't think cutting through the wall would be good for all the reasons that everybody else has said. And I also think that the village should have to go through the process as somebody who attends all the meetings for TPFYI and watches what is often a very rigorous process for all of our residents. I think that the village should adhere to the same process. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Suzanne Beck. I'm Suzanne Ewing. I'm a resident of the park, but I'm also, like Matthew, a member of the vestry, and I just wanted at St. Mary's, and I just wanted to expound on some of the comments he made. Any discussions with St. Mary's? We actually do not own the property of St. Mary's. We hold it in trust, rather, for the Episcopal Diocese of New York, and any agreements would also need to become to be made with the diocese as well as the vestry.
Thank you so much.
So how does that structure work then? So anything that you guys need to do, because I'm unfamiliar with
what
this.
You would do is you would first approach the vestry, and I would actually, we have an interim pastor with the retirement of Reverend Betty. I would encourage you to go to Matthew as senior warden. Our interim pastor will only be here for a year until we conclude the search process for our 12th director. The vestry would make a recommendation, and then there is a committee within the Diocese of New York that we would then, as a vestry, approach, and we would need to seek their approval. It would be based on our decision, is my understanding.
So that's their property.
There's a committee. It is there. We hold it in trust for the property, for the Episcopal Diocese of New York.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. Anyone else? Yes, Gardner.
Yeah, my bad.
But you're wearing a different hat.
Which hat?
Yeah, I'm guarding the third hat.
Spider hat, both 14 Putnam Road resident. Actually, this has been very interesting. I've learned a lot of things I hadn't thought about before, both visually and some of the comments, so thank you for that. On security, I think it's great what I've heard about moving the parking behind or inside so it's not visual. It's really unattractive. Mm-hmm. I would just add an observation. That's my bias, but when I've asked why we have three vehicles, police vehicles, parked there, the response I've been provided is that's part of the security. Mm-hmm. It's the visual deterrent. You see those fake policemen sort of on highways. So it goes back to your comment about real security versus perceived security. I don't like those vehicles there, but I think we need to just question, does it provide anything besides perception? And how, or if it's perception, what's the value of that?
Thank you, Gardner.
I'd like to skip for 1 second because we've had a part-time officer join us, and we allow the guards to speak first. So, Officer Coleman, if you could come forward and introduce yourself for those who don't know you, and give us from a officer standpoint your opinion.
Hi, officer. So, just a little bit about myself. So, I work here, and I also work in Highland Falls as a police officer too. So, I'm right outside West Point. So, we're in a very secure area as well. So, I get a lot of talking to them about architecture design and fortifications of how West Point is done as the United States Military Academy. And I'm all about personal bias. I'm all about having the booth there just to give that facade because I like the very historical architecture, what Tuxedo Park's about. But from where we've moved to the dispatch to that protected area, we're doing it for one reason. And the first reason we're doing it for is, if you've been reading the news lately, especially with law enforcement police officers, we've had a lot of deaths, especially in the last two weeks. I think we were up to 9 that have been assassinated while on duty. We're kind of living in a world right now, as you all well know, it's kind of churning, not positive. It's kind of going in the negative area. This allows us to give us kind of a security point of view because there's a response time to it when we're kind of in that area. We can kind of see down. If we're close and a vehicle pulls up and it's not a park resident, we don't know who it is, there's not a lot of reaction time to pull out just from that defense point of view. I'm in favor of keeping it to that, but it's up to the board, obviously, what they want to do. The other thing, too, is the police cars in the back. I'm all about that. I think it's great to kind of keep that open facade as you're driving by. It keeps a beautification part of it, and it also allows the patrol cars to be safe and secure as well. The department, we're just really happy to kind of keep, obviously what we're doing here, keeping you guys safe. But security is one of our biggest things. We constantly want to make sure that, this area is secure. And we're coming up to a lot of threats right now in the world, and this place is a target. We kind of are in a bubble, and everybody has eyes on this place. So if we can kind of keep that security at the top of our mind when we do discuss this, I think that's the most important part. So, but I'm all about the architecture and the history. I think we got to keep that as well.
Oh, thank you.
In a sense, do you think that a gatehouse could be made sufficiently secure at the same level?
I think so. I've sat in the gatehouse. The only problem is the response time. When you have a vehicle pull up very quickly and I'm sitting here, it's kind of hard for me to react. If they already have a preconceived idea of what they're going to carry out, which is a negativity thing, it's hard to react. When you're up at that point, you're secure. You're bulletproof glass, you can react, you can dispatch police to that scene. You have time to kind of see what's going on. There, it's already too late. You know, I'm just seeing from a point of view and talking to lots of police departments around the country that we just got to keep that in the constant top of our mind when we're thinking about this. So.
Thank you so much, Officer Coleman.
Yep. Thanks.
There was another question back there for the officer.
Yes?
Oh, no.
Oh. All right.
I wanted to just make a quick comment. Sue Niblow, Cliff Road. Has it been explored to just put it back the way it was with a secure foundation and interior?
That's what one of the drawings shows that.
Is that exactly as it was, though?
A little bit bigger. Just a little bit bigger.
Because number one is security. Mm-hmm. Cosmetics is a secondary thought. So from a secure standpoint, it really comes down to whether you guys are going to stay in there or up top. So that would be priority number one from what I'm hearing. I think you should leave that to the police department because they're the ones that are sitting there. And then as far as the rest of the building being secure, look into what it's going to cost to have it done just to keep it standing correctly and have it not as cheaply as it was done the first time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes,
I have a question about everyone's talking about safety. I'm sorry, Dolores Marchand, 36 Westlake Road. Safety of the officers going in and out because of people speeding out and talking about putting in the gate. But what about having a tasteful speed limit sign saying 10 miles per hour or less there? Something that would actually just people would see that. And then if they're speeding out, and I know because I work for the garden club, I've been in it for over 20 years, and I do planting in that area, and I've almost been hit so many times by it as I back out to look at what I've just done. A car comes so fast leaving the park that's wrong. They shouldn't be doing that because the police go in and out to the police station and they could be killed at any time. So I know when I was in France the last time, a lot of the little villages have these little concrete kind of pavers or that are raised up and you can't just zoom out. And that would be something without a gate, the officer wouldn't have to work it, but people would actually have to slow down enough to go through the little maze or whatever it is. And it would be a hassle for people leaving that are obeying the speed limit, but for the people that just tear out of there and endanger others, I think that might be a thought to do something like that, configure it. So
I think one of the designs here shows, John, correct me if I'm right, shows a walk path that does, it changes the texture of the walk path.
Sure, a little bit of vertical displacement.
It has like Belgian blocks or something.
It's not Belgian blocks. It'll be of native stone, John.
No. Okay.
Non-native stone.
This is where you can't just go straight. You have to kind of slow down and do a little twist.
I've seen what you're talking about.
I think that would be good in other areas in the park, the intersections where people just speed right through. So anyway, that's just
traffic
my
calming.
Idea.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. Traffic calming.
Called traffic calming.
Yep. Thank you so much. Yes.
I just have a quick question to which I do not know the answer. Historically, there's a reason why the gate guards were moved out of the keep and into a booth. Do we know what that is?
Good question.
I don't know.
It occurs to me it might be because they thought this was more efficient, having a booth there. I don't know.
Right.
But it would be interesting to
look into. I think it was done during Chief Bortnowski's time period, so he would be the one that we would need to go.
No, it's way before. From what I've researched, I'm really into the history of the police department too to find out more about it. I believe it was prior to that. It was, I think, created to create more of a personal interaction with the residents when they were coming up to the front gate. It's extremely important, especially from a community policing standpoint. The only other issue is now, things that we did back then are having to change now because of the way the environment has been churned. There's a lot of animosity against police, and unfortunately they're number one targets. They're the first line of defense. So we have to also keep that in mind too when we're discussing that. So the security thing, obviously, I think it needs to be at the top of mind.
Any other comments? Yes,
Judy. A supplementary point. I think quite a few of us have mentioned landscaping. Mm-hmm. Two thoughts. One is that from what I can see from these plans, the focus is really on the architecture. The landscaping is an afterthought in all of these plans. So I think, to me personally, those are not acceptable in terms of the design or in terms of the details and so on. Secondly, I understand that there is a landscaping plan of Beatrix Ferrand that has survived, that, you know, talks about the entrance to the front gate. Wow. I'm not saying that we should restore that plan, because I don't know how, you know, how much it would cost, but it might be a good reference point from the landscaping point of view. And then the third thing is that I think missing in our discussion today is the word money. How much are we talking about?
Yeah, I mentioned
in
that.
Terms yeah. of, yeah, you mentioned it, but I think really having a wonderful booth that is beautifully designed and bulletproofed or whatever it is, at the end of the day, we need to look at the cost benefit of the whole exercise. And also, the thing is, we may want a booth, but it would cost $1 zillion. Taxpayers may have a say, or, you know, we may find out that the insurance payout can actually afford us a very beautiful design or whatever. So I think at some point we need to address the budget.
Thank you. So
I'd like to just add.
Where would you find that plan that you're talking about?
I believe the Garden Club actually has it.
Beatrix Paul. Right.
Susan Ferrand.
Right.
Thank you.
It's a sketch, but it's good enough as a kind of reference.
That's great.
So
thank
we'll
you.
Make sure that yeah. we, if Chuyen, if you wouldn't mind tracking that sketch down, maybe, or Dolores. Possibly from Susan, that would be great.
I'd like to underscore, this is why a written scope of work
be done, yeah.
you know,
yeah.
so that yeah. all of this is encompassed.
Any other further comments?
Thank you, Paula.
Any
Welcome.
Other? Yes.
I wanted to hear some of the comments of people, and they're all very compelling, especially the officers' points. But I think the overriding history of the park, the impression that everyone, I don't want to duplicate everyone's comments, but the impression that's made when you first pull up to the park, it is an historic community and has to be emphasized and could be, you know, tweaked and made to be that. Certainly taking into effect the security of the officers that are in there, but I think it's the utmost importance that we, you know, have the beautiful facade, but certainly have the security built in the architecture in a way that, you know, it accomplishes, you know, kind of brings together everything that's being said, including the landscaping, et cetera. It is, I think it's really important that we put a lot of emphasis on that, and also very important that we, and it may take, you know, monies to do that, but you know, divided by 100 years, you know, it's something that we just have to see what that means, you know, but I'm not sure you couldn't get the majority of the community to support something like that.